Here's a taste of Carter playing trumpet and alto again with Joe Sullivan piano on Scratch My Back, recorded for the Small Varsity label in 1939, a catchy little riff, Scratch My Back, with Hawkins in a rather light and unusually melodious mood. Hawkins is a remarkable jazz musician for his continuing to grow and develop, to expand the vocabulary of jazz all the way from the pre-swing era of the early 20s through the height of the swing era in the 30s, and he just kept pushing the envelope for jazz improvisation into the bop and modern eras. A good example of his influence and participation in the development of bop is this 1945 session in L.A. for the then-new Capitol Records label. Here he's recording with progressive musicians like trumpeter Howard McGhee, pianist Sir Charles Thompson, and bassist Oscar Pettiford. This is Hawkins' own very tricky chart called Stuffy, and it's an early explication of bop. Here he's extending the rhythm and harmony of jazz with outrageous modulations of key, shaping a new rhythmic dialect of more rapid patterns of notes and irregular, asymmetrical rhythms. And this line of development continues through his all-star bands of 1946 and 47 with innovators like trumpeter Charlie Shavers, guitarist Mary Osborne, and drummer Shelly Mann on Hawk's Spotlight, and with Fats Navarro, J.J. Johnson on trombone, and Bud Johnson alto for Jumpin' Jane. Thank you.
Thank you.
Three early demonstrations by Coleman Hawkins of the potentialities of bop: Stuffy from 1945, his own Spotlight recorded with his 52nd Street All-Stars in 1946, and Jumpin' Jane from 1947. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. So we can hear that Coleman Hawkins was a guy who never rested on his laurels, let little grass grow under his feet, and whose fig never grew moldy. More than just a giant of jazz saxophone, with one of the richest tones ever developed for saxophone, he embodied the instrument, pushed the instrument forward, redefined the very art of jazz improvisation, and inspired generations of saxophonists to this present day. Clearly, Hawkins' continual self-reinvention, writing and arranging, and his courage to work in practically any musical setting set him apart. At a Norman Grant session for Verve Records, Coleman Hawkins had a meeting of the mind with Ben Webster, another tenor sax giant that he himself had inspired early on. Listen to the fascinating contrast here of these two incomparable exponents of tenor. In 1957, Webster, his tone become misty, lyrical, and transparent. Coleman Hawkins, somewhat harsher and astringent in his tone, presenting his own composition, Maria. Thank you. Oh, that is just luscious. Ben Webster and Coleman Hawkins in 1957, the lovely Maria. At some point after his death in 1967, I'm not sure the exact date, Hawkins' status as the widely recognized father of tenor saxophone was acknowledged by his appearance on a United States postage stamp. If you're looking for music of Coleman Hawkins, you'll have no problem in decent record stores or bookshops. You'll find plenty of CDs of his music. Oddly, though, my web search turned up very little useful information about Hawkins. In English, that is. There were a lot of sites in German and Dutch, however. A good recent book about saxophone devotes several pages to him. Masters of the Jazz Saxophone, the story of the players and their music. That's Masters of the Jazz Saxophone, published recently in the U.S. by Miller Freeman. And you'll also find several references to Hawkins in the book companion to Ken Burns Jazz. To send me questions or comments about this series, or if you'd like to drop me an email, visit the Jazz Rhythm website at jazzhot.bigstep.com. That's Jazz Rhythm and the music of a giant, truly, of jazz and jazz saxophone, Coleman Hawkins. Finally, here's a bit of jazz cubism by Hawk, a solo performance freed of any dated conception of rhythm, melody, or harmony, and made by a musician completely free in his personal artistic expression, like the artist to whom he dedicated the title of this 1948, Picasso. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for listening. Thank you.